Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Man, I said it earlier, I hate Edmonton, but I hate Tampa more now. So I'm excited for those games. They're the team to beat right now. They've had the most success. Seems like, you know, for us, we're going to have to go through them at some point. So I'm really excited for that challenge.
Matthew Tkachuk. Oh, it makes a rivalry better when you have a villain. And certainly professional wrestling is tapped into this right from the get-go, but it does work better. And as much as you know, it's good to have a guy like Matthew Tkachuk leave, as far as the Battle of Alberta is concerned, in that he's difficult to play against, part of it is bad too, because he did bring that juice, that jam, that little something that made it a little more fun when the Flames would play the Oilers. Cam Moon here filling in for Bob Stauffer. Cody Jansen over on the other side. 12:35 in Edmonton. This is Oilers Now. We keep our eye on that Ashley Fine Floors text line. And Smitty did come back with a whole pile of movies. And Smitty, that is a great list. And I don't think there's anything on there that I have not watched. And your attention to detail and breaking down the 80s and the 90s and then even others, as far as movies goes, is appreciated.
We might have to extend the show to 3 if we want to read that whole list, though.
It's a great list. Yeah, any list that has Blues Brothers coming to America in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, it's a pretty good list. It's a pretty good list. All right. We go now to our Oilers Now headliner. It's brought to you by Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk today. And our Oilers Now headliner, one of the great guys in the game of hockey that you get to meet over the years, is Flames radio color analyst Peter Labardius. Peter, I got you there?
I do, Mr. Moon, and it's always wonderful to be in your company, regardless if it's over the phone, in person, doing a game together, whatever we have ever shared.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. And this, like, wow, I honestly, and Peter, I was saying it earlier that when I heard the news on Friday, when I heard the trade, I didn't believe it, because it just seemed like it was a too quick, because it happened pretty fast.
It did.
After we heard the news of Matthew Tkachuk not wanting to sign long term, and then the return coming back seemed quite significant. Give me your thoughts on the trade, please.
Well, I, my friend, was probably as shocked as you, and when I was where I was on the weekend and saw it pop up on my phone at about 11 o'clock Eastern time, I believe. I had to kind of go through a few things to make sure that, hey, is somebody throwing this out there for fun? I think, in all sincerity, when you are as handcuffed and have dealt with what the Flames have dealt with two of their premier players opting to go elsewhere, even though they're in different situations, listen, the result is still the same. The result is they both were made very significant offers to stay and sign long-term. and neither one of them thought that was in their best interest. And that's fine. As you know, my friend, being around the game your whole entire life, people, not only in the hockey business, but people in any kind of business, rarely have leverage unless they're the boss. So I don't take that away from Gaudreau or Tkachuk. But as I have said on numerous shows, if you truly want to take the next step as a group, I need people who are all in. And that's not to suggest that they weren't while they were in Calgary. But I am sure as heck not spending $10 million a year, regardless of how good you are, if your mind is potentially going somewhere else. So the return that Brad got has blown me away. Because even before those two cards were dealt, I truly thought, especially coming out of the series against the Oilers, that the Flames needed to continue to solidify their top four in defense. Well, with Uyghur, they have without a doubt done that and given themselves even more options than they had before. So I thought that was a priority regardless of whether those two guys stayed. And it's not very often that you can lose a player of Johnny Gaudreau's talents and add a guy that I think is at least his equal and different, kills penalties, is more physically present, is bigger, probably makes as many good plays. So, and the other guy in the trade is Cole Schwind. Well, another thing for me with Calgary is, you know, when they lost Derek Ryan to the Oilers, they lost a key guy in terms of a right-handed face-off option. You know, and Elias Lindholm has basically, you know, Cali Yarncroak gave it a try. But you need those options. So, yeah, I think, Brad, all things considered, and I know there's a lot of different ways to look at it, and sorry for being my usual long-winded self, but that's it for me.
That's it. It's Peter Labardius, Flames radio color analyst, joining us.
9 minutes later, we're done, yeah.
Well, I don't know what the Oilers now record is for answer on one question, but you might have.
I might have said it.
Or at least I'm flirted
good.
With
you, it. You got to be good at something.
Yeah, that's right. At least you flirted with it, at the very least. Now, both players in Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Uyghur, UFA players after a season. I had said earlier, to me, this is, it gives you an opportunity as an organization to show yourself to those players for the year, to, you know, sell yourself on. I mean, I'm sure they know a lot about Calgary and the Calgary Flames from players that have played there, guys that they know for sure, but it's not until you're really in it and see it and live it yourself. But your thoughts on the optimism, if you want to call it, of signing one or two of those guys to contracts at the end of this?
Well, Cam, as I think you can understand as well as anybody, this is not the right time to assess that. The only thing I'm assessing right now, and even when I watch both of them speak, is they were just both fired. Sorry. Somebody found a reason why someone else was better and they can't stay. That's hard.
Yeah.
And that's hard for two guys who have been there their whole time and are coming off their best seasons. That's hard. And if you've ever been somewhat in one of those kind of situations, you understand that even though, you know, you have something to look forward to, you need a bit of a breather to take it all in for a while. And that doesn't happen in 48 hours. Sorry. They can say whatever they want. The first thing is to deal with the shock and deal with that pain that you have given everything to an organization. They have given you a lot, but sorry, and I'm a real guy, any way you slice or dice it, you move on from people. And yes, what people make a massive difference. But you're still saying in Florida, by moving on from Jonathan Huberdeau, that you thought Matthew Tkachuk was an upgrade.
Yeah, Peter Labardius here joining us on Oilers Now. Yeah, it changes the look of both teams for sure, and you usually don't see blockbusters to this degree at this time, nope. but here we are. So exciting times for sure. Peter, you got to, finally, we all did get to experience a Battle of Alberta after, you know, 31 years. Oh. And it seemed to me that it really did, and it gripped the province, and I don't just mean Edmonton and Calgary, but I mean every nook and cranny of Alberta. From your point of view, to see that happen and see the province get behind it, whether you're on one side of it or the other, either way, you're watching it. How important do you think that was for both franchises?
Well, I think it's great. I think it was great. I think, it was a lot more enjoyable if you were on one side than the other. I make no bones about that. And the Oilers were deserving winners. But yes, we live in a world now where rivalries aren't what they used to be. They usually truly occur because people talk about them, not because actually the product delivers them. And the only way that continues to happen is playing in the playoffs and continuing to grow it and working on, what these two teams have done. And that's become better and in the hunt and, teams that are taken seriously. So it's going to have a different chapter now than it has before. And, both teams could very well find themselves in a similar situation, who knows, next spring. And while they're emotional and they're a lot of fun when you're on the right end and not that much fun on the wrong end, it's still great for the game and great for the province and great for the sport.
Yeah, I agree. Peter Labardius, our guest. Ashley Fine Flores text line chiming in. Joe from Lacombe says, Lou is good people. That is true. Joe, you are bang on. I just wanted to make sure I dropped that in.
That's the first time I've ever heard that. Yeah.
Well, maybe the first time today.
He might be really good people himself.
Yeah,
so, yes.
Yeah, I think he is very good people.
Yeah, we're good with that.
Yeah. Peter Labardius, our guest. Peter, we were talking a little bit earlier, and we were getting the Ashley Fine Flores text line going about, it is 42 years today that Caddyshack was released, and I thought it was a great movie. And Cody on the other side of the glass is considerably younger than I am. I just wanted to get his take on it, and he likes it too. So it holds up over the test of time. Your thoughts on Caddyshack?
Oh, listen, I think I've watched it 12 times. That may be low. Bill Murray in that movie is one of my all-time favorite characters. What can you say about Rodney Dangerfield? Ted Knight.
Yeah.
That humor is, it's not for everybody. But it 100% was for me. Oh, I tell you, that little varmint.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that little varmint.
Yeah, you couldn't go wrong. I thought, anyway, and certainly...
It looks like a five iron.
That's right. It did open the world of golf to me, quite honestly, because at that point in my life,
I didn't know
much about the game.
It.
Yeah, it certainly did. Peter, it's always a pleasure. And
thank you, my friend.
Thank you for joining us today.
Anytime, and thanks for allowing me to potentially set the record.
I always
want to be first.
Yeah. You're tops on the list right now. Okay, Peter Labardius said, our Oilers Now headliner brought to you by Wilhauk Beef Jerky. We are in July. We know that it was this day in 1980, Caddyshack was released. So we're getting you all the hard-hitting news for sure. Plus, Peter Labardius' thoughts on the trade that the Calgary Flames made on Friday. So that's good. Good to hear from Peter. We are going to take a quick break. This is Oilers Now on 630 CHED. Cam Moon filling in for Bob Stauffer this week. We got Cody Jansen on the other side of the glass. 12:50 in Edmonton. Coming up in the next hour, former Edmonton Oiler, five-time Stanley Cup champ, Randy Gregg went into the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame this year, so we're going to talk about that. And also NHL insider John Shannon. So we will continue to move along here on Oilers Now. Keep our eye on that Ashley Fine Floors text line. And Daryl fired in, what about Bob, with Bill Murray? Also a good one. Now, Daryl, I will absolutely agree with you. That one kind of flies under the radar a bit. It didn't get huge play when that movie came out. And I felt like that was a little bit of an injustice, quite honestly. Bill Murray was outstanding. Richard Dreyfuss as the uptight nervous guy. He's perfect as uptight nervous guy. That's just good casting. I agree, Daryl. I think that one is an outstanding movie. So, yes, Daryl, thank you. I wanted to get to this a bit of sad news, and I don't want to bring anybody down, but it should be acknowledged that former Edmonton Oiler in the WHA days, netminder Ken Brown, passed away on the weekend and played with the Oilers in the 74-75 series. Played in the WHL when it first became the W. Well, it wasn't even, it was the WCHL at that time with the Moose Jaw Canucks. I did color on Oilers radio with Rod Phillips for years. I remember listening to Ken Brown on the radio, and then went on to work at the Edmonton Sun for many years. Anyway, Ken had been living in Texas. Our condolences to the family. But yeah, Ken Brown was a great guy. So I want to make sure that that was acknowledged here over the course of the afternoon. Some guests of Oilers Now receive gift certificates to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Whether you're celebrating a special moment or simply savoring a night on the town, every meal's an occasion at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Cam Moon, Cody Jansen here on Oilers Now. The Edmonton Oilers, some of the players have been busy today at the Zach Hyman Celebrity Classic. That's at the Oakdale Golf and Country Club in suburban Toronto. So there was some video I saw on Twitter of them taking some drives. And I saw Darnell Nurse in there. We know Connor McDavid was there. And obviously, Zach Hyman is there. He's putting that whole thing on. But I saw Evan Bouchard in there, Ryan McLeod. And I think it was Warren Fogle, but he was a little bit in the background. But he's an Ontario guy, so it probably checks out. But a busy day at the golf course for those players and for Zach Hyman, always doing good in the community. But that's this time of year, isn't it, Cody? These guys are they probably get called to go to more than a few golf tournaments and help raise some money.
How good did Darnell Nurse's swing look? Did you see that video? It looked like he was pounding at 300.
Because he probably was.
Let's be real. He's probably got a pretty dang good golf game.
Yeah, it looked like it was. It looked like it was a pretty solid swing because he leaned into it, and although you couldn't see the trajectory of the ball, it looked. Speaking of, you know, we've been talking about Caddyshack, but it was like right down. It looked like it was right down the middle. Like, I don't think anybody was betting him $100 he was going to slice it into the woods.
Well, I saw someone brought this up on the text line, Caddyshack or Happy Gilmore? Which one's better, Cam?
Who fired that? That one got by me. Where was that? That's a great question.
Oh, I think it was earlier on. I'll have to scroll up.
That
but,
is a wonderful question.
What's your thoughts? Are you an Adam Sandler guy?
Yeah, and that's the problem. Here's the issue. That is a tough call because there's a lot of great quotable lines from Happy Gilmore as well. I don't know. Like, I'm probably going to lean Caddyshack, probably, but I would put it by the most wafer-thin margins. Your thoughts? I would think Caddyshack or Happy Gilmore would have been right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore's got to be a step above, and maybe it's even half a step. I'm just a big Adam Sandler guy.
Yeah, and that was a second.
And it brings the hockey into it too. Yeah. Like, that pulls on all the sports strings.
And that was his second movie, right after Billy Madison. I think it was. I think Billy Madison was the first one, and then Caddyshack was the second one. And I remember the first time watching Happy Gilmore, and they're doing the hockey scenes, and a couple of the guys on the ice had the Surrey minor hockey logo on their jerseys. And I remember seeing that. I was like, that's like, because I didn't realize where the movie was filmed. It was all filmed in the Vancouver area. But seeing that Surrey minor hockey just stood out to me that, oh, this looks like this is Canadian made, which it absolutely was. So I don't know who came in with that text, but that is absolute well done.
I've seen a couple of people talking about Bill Murray in stripes. I have to admit, I've never seen that one. So maybe I got to throw it on my list. I've seen it multiple times now on the text line.
Yeah. No, stripes was, I remember I saw stripes at back when there was a drive-in movie theater on 137th Ave. I don't know anybody out there that remember. I think it was like the Twin Drive-In or whatever. I don't know. But it was right on 137 there, and that's the first time I saw stripes. John Candy doesn't have like a major role in the movie. It'd be a supporting role, but I thought that was really good. Harold Ramis, Bill Murray, Judge Reinhold was in that movie with a very small part, but that would have been very early in his career, so... Yeah, stripes is right up there for sure. That's right when, I don't know, there was a pile of comedies coming out in the early and then up to the mid 80s, and stripes was in a way kind of leading the pack. So yeah, you're learning stuff here, Cody. Like, this has been an educational experience for you.
I learn stuff every time I read the text line. We got some awesome listeners here that giving me some movie quotes, and especially during this time of year, right? Like, if I don't have the TV remote, we're probably watching like Love Island or Bachelorette. But if I got the remote, you better believe I'm finding a great movie to watch.
Good for you. Good for you. And I know you're getting married soon, so get used to not having the remote. Comparing Caddyshack to Happy Gilmore is like comparing Michael Jackson to Elvis Presley. Both amazing, but you can't compare. Hey, that's pretty good. Oh, somebody, Keith is asking, stripes or Spies Like Us? Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's also difficult. Wow, Keith, well done by you. So yeah, that's kind of where it's come to. Hey, we have been all over the Caddyshack. Yeah. So, coming up in the next hour of Oilers Now, we have got Randy Gregg. We will talk to him a little bit after 1:05, and then 1:35, John Shannon. We're going to take a break, and we have got the news that is coming up. Global news, weather, and traffic update with Kevin Robertson. This is Oilers Now on 6:30 Chet.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 6:30 Chad.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.